Up on the screen and in your packet and on the table over here, we have another worksheet.
City Manager Richard Underkoffler went through the numbers again Monday night with a spreadsheet for the Manor's assisted living wing. Underkoffler explained that with the $1,000 increase, the estimated operating revenues for 2010 would be about break-even with the estimated operating expenditures of about $784,000. As he did last month, Underkoffler emphasized that the increase only covered operating expenses for the facility.
The $783,901 right here, this is our total operating expenses, not including any debt service or depreciation. Follow?
Yep.
On that?
Okay.
Okay. Our total operating revenues are $784,000. See that figure there? Just almost a push. Without considering any debt service or any depreciation expense.
The city increased the rates by $1,350 last year, about $1,100 less than city staff had recommended at the time. The assisted living wing's annual operating losses are currently being paid for with money from the city's tax-supported general fund. Those losses amounted to nearly $100,000 in the previous fiscal year. The general fund also covers roughly $200,000 a year in construction debt payments. Under the administration's proposal, the $1,000 increase would be enough to pay for operations, but the city's general fund would continue covering that debt and depreciation for the building. That's been a key issue for Chris Norris, whose mother is a resident at assisted living. Over the past four meetings, Norris has repeatedly stressed her belief that residents should not have to pay for construction of the facility, only services. Monday night, she seemed more comfortable that was the city's intention on that front, but she still did not believe there was enough justification for a $1,000 a month raise.
You know, my whole point all along is that this is a huge increase, and all I'm asking for is to see the justification on how it penciled out for $1,000 instead of $1,500 or $400 or $850. It just is seeming a little random to me.
Norris compared this year's estimated revenues with next year's estimated expenditures and calculated that the facility only needed $44,000 more to cover operations. That worked out to about a $308 a month increase. Like Norris, several council members had trouble understanding the need for the $1,000 increase. Based on Norris's suggestion, Councillor Melinda Hofstad proposed a $300 increase instead. That prompted Manor Director Bree Hayes to question whether the council intended to cover the facility's maintenance cost from the city's general fund.
The building needs to be painted. If you come up and you take a look at the facility, the rock work is all sinking below. The stairs are exposed where they were not exposed before. There's a variety of different things that are going to need to be done to that building in the next few years.
Some of the maintenance and repair needs at the four-year-old facility may end up in court, as the city council has been considering legal action over the issue with some contractors. Even if the city has to pay for the repairs itself with the general fund, Councillor Bob Nilsson still favored the lower rate increase.
I'm going to support the $300, and I don't mind it if we have to do the maintenance. Why I say that, there's those old people up there, they're entitled to some of our tax money too. You know, in the general fund, they don't use the gym, they don't use the swimming pool and all that other things. And I think, like Ed said, we obligated ourselves when we built that thing, and if we have to throw some money in and out of the general fund, I can live with it. I certainly can live with it.
One of the members of the Public Senior Housing Committee that originally worked on the Manor expansion also addressed the councilors Monday night. Speaking for himself, Mike Tolson said he didn't think there should be any increase.
You people up here now that are on the council have an obligation to the elderly folks in this town to at least treat them as well as you treat the sanitation department and the other departments where you forgive several times over the amount of debt on that place up there. You made a promise.
Mayor Al Dwyer and most of the other current councilors were not in office when the Manor expansion was financed and constructed, but they took exception to Tolson's suggestion that they had not followed through with a promise to support the facility. Mayor Al Dwyer pointed out that the current and previous city councils have always subsidized the $200,000 in annual construction debt as well as other expenses.
I think we've done an exemplary job of keeping that place above water. All we're asking is is a reasonable increase, a reasonable increase in rent to cover some of the expenses. It's our obligation as council members to do the best we can with the money we have.
Councillor Melinda Hofstad added that the city had recently forgiven over $1.4 million at the manor owed to the general fund for operating losses over the years. Councillor Lee Corio agreed the council had supported the manor, but he was initially reluctant to pass any increase in the rates.
In light of the large increase last year, and in light of what the constituents who have spoken to me have said, I can't support a raise this year.
Without any increase, or with the smaller $300 a month increase, the manor will continue to see operating losses, according to City Finance Director Jody Tao. Tao said that the revenue numbers for next year were just estimates. She expected the actual revenue would be lower, which means more subsidies from the city's general fund.
I felt like I had to say something because I'm a taxpayer,
right.
And I know everybody else is, and I know it's important to support our seniors, but we need to support the people that are under 65 also, and they're carrying a big load for this facility already.
Tao said city staff members didn't want to raise the rates $1,000. If they thought they could have a lower increase than that, Tao said they would have done it in a heartbeat. But the majority of councillors remained unconvinced by the numbers. Several were uncomfortable making their decision based on estimated revenue. They ultimately voted 5-2 for the lower $300 increase instead of the $1,000. Councillor Mark Jensen and Mayor Dwyer were opposed. The $300 a month increase goes into effect in August. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.